You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Brian Geza of Zhishamiso Arts, currently in Rwanda on internship and recently participating in the Ubumundu Arts Festival. Brian, tell me a little bit more about this festival. What is it about?
Actually, I was part of the organizing team for Ubumundu Arts Festival. And it's a festival that focuses on issues that affect humanity and created for humanity. I'm here under the Mandela Washington Fellowship, the brainchild of President Barack Obama and the African Leaders Initiative, as an intern with Mashirika in the campus.
How has the process been for you?
It's been an interesting challenge. And with my director, Hope Azeda, she had a working woman and also a visionary who doesn't believe in the I, but is a we player, a team player. She brought me on board upon arrival, though she had already done the main documents that we needed, the proposal. It was a brainchild. But because of my technical and stage plus choreographic experiences, they needed someone with those skills. So because I've had previous experience working with festivals such as Haifa on technical and stage issues as well as choreographic, and also working on big events in Zimbabwe, that has helped me not to face a lot of challenges, but rather overcome a lot of challenges that way along the way. Some of the challenges to mention are, you know, cultural differences. I'm coming from a culture that's totally different from where I am now.
And I had a chance to check out the website for this festival, and it's very interesting as what you're talking about here, which is fostering communication relations through art. Can you talk about that?
As you know, Rwanda experienced genocide in 1994, and there's been with efforts by all sectors of society. This is from government, civic, even just the communities, fostering relations amongst the two societies, that the ones that were perpetrators and the affected. So us played a very critical role in being a tool for the healing process in this country. So this festival came in to bring a bigger leap in that process, to open up a bigger avenue by allowing other international artists, international companies, especially from countries that have faced similar events in the past. So it was a matter of these countries coming in to share how they use art as a tool for fostering these relations in communities, and as a tool for healing, and above all, as a tool to bring hope to societies that are still in pursuit of. So it's been a good experience, considering the turnout of the audiences. Where the location of the festival was, it's a memorial center, and there are more than 250,000 people buried in that place. So the culture associated within that area is something to do with about respecting the ones who have passed on and who have been buried there. But because of the festival, it's kept in the right direction to bring entertainment to the hearts of the bereaving people, but at the same time, passing messages of hope, goodwill, and in the name of humanity, that I can say, yes.
And of course, Brian, back home, can you talk about how arts has really helped to evolve the young kids that you work with, the people that you interact with daily?
It's one youth at a time. Because if I'm to say, really, we're changing lives of youth, it's very challenging, number one, considering the brain drain that's coming with the current economic, social climate in Zimbabwe, as we all know, the challenges that are being faced. So the program has been a success over the years, but in the past months, we've had challenges now, especially the last 2 to 3 months, whereby there's a drop in the youth because a lot are now crossing the borders looking for greener pastures, thus affecting the growth of the arts and culture sector in Zimbabwe. The few that we've remained, this year we've had some who've been taken into big companies. For example, some have been taken enrolled into Tumbuka Dance Company, and already we've created employment and sustainability in those few who made it. But others who were not patient enough, they took to the borders, crossed the borders into other countries, of which I don't feel for them, but I am part of them, which is more painful, knowing that I've invested in arts and culture, but at the end of the day, if it can't bring food on the table, we'll continue to have this exodus. So arts and culture did play an important role in the development of youth in Zimbabwe, but there is no job market for them.
And of course, what's your message to those that, you know, have moved on to try to find some sustainability for their personal lives?
Anduta continua, that's what I can say. I don't have much words to lie or say. Anduta continua, the struggle continues.
Brian, as usual, I do thank you for joining me on the Youth Forum.
Likewise, Kalenda. Pleasure is all mine.
That was Brian Geza, Artistic Director of Jishamiso Arts, currently in Rwanda, interning with Mashirika Company. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.